Good morning. It's a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Lawmakers in Albany, a big push starting this week for a number of reforms, including voting reforms, and with the control of both houses of the legislature now, the Democrats certainly look to, as the governor said, make some history with some of the legislation they want to pass. Give us kind of an update as we go forward now.
Yeah, I think this is kind of going to be kind of a reverse session. Usually January and February are pretty quiet. It gets busy for the budget in March, and then it slows down till June for the end of the session. But here, because the Democrats have taken control of the two legislative houses for the first time in a decade, they want to show they can function and they want to show they can get things done. So a lot of legislation that has languished under the Senate Republicans when they controlled it will now start moving forward. On Monday today, it will be voting reforms and different electoral reforms, closing what's known as the LLC loophole and giving early voting opportunities to people. Tomorrow they're going to do agenda they're scheduled to do, which is adding anti-discrimination rights for transgender, and then they have a whole package of strengthening abortion laws could go next week and other issues. So it's going to be fast and furious for a while.
Meanwhile, as this ambitious agenda goes forward, we see a group that's seeking licenses for border crossers, as the headline says.
Yeah, this was an issue when Eliot Spitzer was governor, and it really hurt his poll ratings. He had proposed allowing undocumented immigrants to have access to state driver's licenses, and a bunch of county clerks who run their DMVs went crazy, threatened lawsuits, and it tripped up Hillary Clinton. But, you know, times are changing, and this leading immigration group, the New York State Immigration Council Coalition, is starting a $1 million push to pressure lawmakers and the governor into enacting it this year. They say, given what's going on in Washington with Trump demonizing undocumented immigrants, with ICE cracking down on them, that they feel that this would be a strong measure to back up all the rhetoric that state lawmakers and Governor Cuomo have given about protecting immigrants. They feel it's probably their top priority, and they're going to put $1 million behind the effort.
Well, we've seen quite the ire from the state assembly speaker, Carl Hastie, over the issue of a state commission's decision to tie legislative reforms to a lawmaker pay raise. He'd like them to continue their outside income. And this has also not escaped the state's controller, Tom DiNapoli.
No, DiNapoli was on the panel that recommended it, and Hastie, who was fuming with the governor over this whole situation, tying the pay raises to legislative reforms like restricting outside income, is also equally as mad at DiNapoli. He feels that DiNapoli, a former assemblyman who was elevated to the position of comptroller back in 2007 by the legislature, he feels that DiNapoli's betrayed his former colleagues. And, you could see it Wednesday in the Senate chamber when Andrea Stewart-Cousins made history becoming the first woman to lead a majority legislative conference. She warmly introduced DiNapoli. Hastie did not applaud. He did not go talk to him. He did not shake his hand when DiNapoli entered the chamber. So it is frosty right now, and the speaker is mad at a lot of people over this pay raise issue.
Well, Ken, and one of the other major issues we're expecting the legislature to move on, the governor now supports, is legalizing recreational use of marijuana. And I guess the lieutenant governor is also supporting this. That's Kathy Hochul. But she's not only not inhaled, but never even tried it.
Yeah, she told me that she never had the really the desire to try it. She said when she was in college in the mid to late 70s, her friends used to joke that they wanted her to try it, that they wouldn't graduate unless they saw her smoke a joint. But she said she probably dug in more because of that. But even though she hasn't tried it, doesn't want to try it, she is supportive of the legalization, pointing out that it's now legalized or will be in border states like Massachusetts and New Jersey, and also legalized in all of Canada.
Finally, an exclusive. This has to do with the new state Democratic Party boss, an expected announcement by Governor Cuomo today.
Yeah, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, Jay Jacobs, the Nassau County Democratic chairman, who actually headed the party under David Patterson in the first couple of years under Governor Cuomo, is coming back into that role after Nassau County had real great successes and helped flip the state Senate this past year. They picked up they won five seats, which in Long Island, which was traditionally Republican, that's a big deal, and that's what helped flip the state Senate. So Cuomo has named Jacobs the new state party chair. He'll replace Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, who's been the chair since 2016.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays for more nydailynews.com. Thanks, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.